And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel, and went out to war. And the Lord delivered Chushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed against Chushan-Rishathaim. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And he judged Israel 23 years, and died, and was buried in Shamir. And after him arose Jair, a Gileadite, and judged Israel 22 years. And Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then died Jephthah the Gileadite, and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. And after him Ibzan of Bethlehem judged Israel. And he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, whom he sent abroad, and took in 30 daughters from abroad for his sons. And he judged Israel 7 years. And after him Elon, a Zebulunite, judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. And after him Abdon, the son of Hillel, a Pirathonite, judged Israel. And he had 40 sons and 30 nephews that rode on 70 ass colts, and he judged Israel 8 years. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. Then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him, and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And he judged Israel 20 years. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And they gathered together to Mizpeh, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpeh. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel, and Gilgal, and Mizpeh, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel. And there he built an altar unto the Lord.
And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king. For they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment.
Surely there was not holden such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Judah.
Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, let the heathen be judged in thy sight. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin.
He judged the cause of the poor and needy. Then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, saith the Lord?
And I will judge thee as women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy. Thou also, which hast judged thy sisters, bear thine own shame for thy sins that thou hast committed more abominable than they. They are more righteous than thou. Yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame in that thou has justified thy sisters. For I will send into her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword upon her on every side, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will even do according to thine anger, and according to thine envy which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings I judged them. And he hath confirmed his words which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judged, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Who also hath gone about to profane the temple, whom we took and would have judged according to our law. But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, Wilt thou go up to Jerusalem, and there be judged of these things before me? Then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as thou very well knowest. And because I doubted of such manner of questions, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I verily, as absent in body but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present concerning him that hath so done this deed. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, and wast, and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works.